The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle comes from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
grace to you in peace from our incarnate Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our hyper-connected age, it's tough to imagine this. One person types something into Twitter and the news is everywhere. Wars are live-streamed over Facebook. But for the vast majority of humanity in all times and in all places, including within my living memory at least, which is getting longer, but it's not terribly long ago, messages took time to arrive. That's the picture from the text of Isaiah. Some momentous event is happening. Really, it's already happened, but the words of the result is yet to reach Zion. And you've got two camps. There are the watchmen standing on the walls, scanning the horizon for any messenger or any sign. Then there are the waste places, those that have been defeated, physically and spiritually. They're not waiting for any messenger, because all messengers do is bring more bad news. As the gospel text reminds us, the good news was there in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. If we'd been paying attention all along, we should have known what the message would be. All things were made through him. Creation sings the music of the spheres, but that music has faded from our sinful ears. In him was life, and the life of men. Through all the long years, the providence of God had never failed to give life and light. But providence without hope is just extending the torture. As wonderful as creation was, and as true as providence is, neither one of those demands the song. It's the message of redemption that demands it. That's the message in Isaiah that starts with a single voice. The watchman scanning for the messenger over the hill, and they see him, and he's not haggard, and he's not worn, he's not a survivor that an army is chasing. But he's waving the palm branch of victory. He's not so much running as dancing. How beautiful are the feet that bring good news. The solo voice, the voice of the messenger, the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness first. And what is this messenger proclaiming? Promises are true. When God promised redemption to Eve, he didn't lie. When the prophets said, "Wait on the Lord," they were right. It is worth getting specific. What is the good news? God has published peace. "Comfort, comfort, ye my people, speak ye peace, thus says our God. Tell her that her sins are covered. Her warfare now is over." And the child born today, our humanity, has been taken into the Godhead. in this child of Mary, holy God and sinful man, find peace in the unity of Christ. And this peace is not for a day or for a year, but this peace is towards salvation, eternal salvation. Who publishes peace, publishes salvation. That's how the Hebrew poetry works. Those parts are synonyms, are meant to be explaining each other. The peace that God extends is an eternal one. All those found in Christ shall find their eternal rest. Christ, our brother, has given us the right to be children of God. Not born of the flesh, but of God. Baptized into this child, we've been born again of water, the Spirit. Oh, the joy beyond expressing when by faith we grasp this blessing. Hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How is this made sure? This messenger tells us that the good news is of happiness. Your God reigns. In all the history of the world, there's only one God who makes his people and keeps them. All of the idols are silent. All of the rulers eventually amount to so much dust. Yahweh reigns. And today, God has come to be with his people. Today, the heavens were rended wide and God comes down. Today, the one who has always been with God is found in a stable while angels proclaim him. Heaven knows what has happened. The king has come. Of the increase of his government, there will be no end. Christ reigns at the right hand of the Father. And that message of that solo voice then gets joined. The watchmen lift up their voice together and they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Those who have wanted see it. Those who have held on to the hope see its fulfillment. Those who saw it from afar have seen it come near. And the only possible response is the joyous song. They've seen his glory full of grace and truth. My soul extol God's great favor, bless him ever for salvation with heart and soul and voice. What you have hoped for has been given. But this comes not just to those who have waited patiently, not just to those watchmen. The peace and salvation of God comes to the waste places of Jerusalem. Those who have given up hope. Today, your Lord comes in comfort. Those who despaired that this world would ever be more than a veil of tears. Today, the Lord has redeemed Jerusalem. You were not waiting for the Lord's return You dare not hope for it. But it has come today. It's come in grace with comfort and redemption for those broken beneath its heavy load. Because today, God carries it. And this message that started with a single voice and spread throughout all Jerusalem does not just stay in Jerusalem. This message is for the eyes of all the nations. The ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God. God has bared his arm and worked salvation for those near, for those far off. The angels would tell the shepherds in the fields nearby, and they would work stars to tell the magi far off that the Prince of Peace is here. Today, this holy child, God has come for all humanity. The light shines in the midst of the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. All who receive him, believe in his name, have received that good news. Peace, salvation, comfort, redemption. Behold, your God reigns. He reigns now, and he reigns forevermore. And you, eye to eye, shall see his salvation. The word that was always there, today has become flesh and dwelt among us. Today he opens heaven again and gives us his own Son. Forth into singing. It's the only proper response. Amen. Receive the body and blood of Christ. 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 Alice Miller. Receive the body and blood of Christ. Receive the body and blood of Christ. Receive the body and blood of Christ. Receive the body and blood of Christ.